At NHL games in Washington, D.C., he shoots, he scores. It may next be translated into Chinese. The MCI Center, which is where the Washington Capitals hockey team plays, is in the few square blocks of Washington's Chinatown. The city government encourages businesses in that neighborhood to respect Chinatown's residents by posting signs and logos in English and Mandarin. A couple of days ago, we toured 7th Street Northwest with Min Xin Pei, who is co-director of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace's China program. We started with the MCI Center itself.
It's called Sports Center.
That's what the Chinese characters say. Now, further on down the street, there are establishments including Legal Seafood, Radio Shack, Chipotle, which is a faux Mexican place. What about McDonald's?
McDonald's is the Chinese translation captures the sound of McDonald's. 麦当劳, it means wheat, like the wheat bread. The second character on its own makes no sense. The last character means work or labor. And I think there's some messaging there. Once you get into McDonald's, you've got to really work yourself very hard to get rid of the extra fat you have.
What happens when Western, like, fast food establishments open in China these days? How difficult is the translation to convey what actually goes on there?
It's very difficult, almost impossible. For example, Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC comes up with three Chinese characters, Hen Ta Ji, willing, virtue, and foundation, that together make no sense.
And are McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken very popular in many parts of China?
Oh, very popular. Kentucky Fried Chicken, they open 200 new stores in China every year, almost one every working day.
Really? How do you say extra crispy in Mandarin? Would you know?
Cui.
Thank you. I'll try that here.
Yeah.
Now, if you could walk with us down here, there's a new establishment that's just opened, Hooters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know the reputation, but I have never been inside such a restaurant.
We hold our editorial meetings there all the time.
Okay.
Could you tell us what the Mandarin characters for Hooters say?
The Mandarin characters say that it's an owl restaurant, but we know that people who go in there are not going in for the owls.
No. You know, there are some famous stories that have accumulated over the years of things like the Chevy Nova being marketed in Latin America as Nova, which means no move, doesn't move in Spanish. Any stories like that in China where Western companies...
I checked out, and so far, none. Because China is a market where Western fast food joints or big Western consumer goods companies enter after they already had considerable experience in Hong Kong and Taiwan. So even if they made mistakes in these smaller markets, they have apparently have avoided the same mistakes in a giant market such as China's.
What's your feeling, Mr. Pei? With so many Western corporations opening in China, would Hooters have a chance of success? Would you buy stock in Hooters of China?
Not right now. I think, first of all, they will be latecomers. They've got to establish a niche. And also, I think even though China is opening up, I do not think the authorities will look kindly upon scantily clad waitresses serving American food.
I thought you'd never been in one.
Well, I heard. Reputation always precedes people and corporations.
You're a scholar, Mr. Pei. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Min Xin Pei is a scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and co-director of their China program. They have a phrase at McDonald's. Anytime you order anything, they say, "Would you like some fries?" How would you say that in Mandarin?
你是否要炸薯条?
What a terrible misuse of the Carnegie Endowment.